Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man walah amma ba'd. What Allah love versus what I will not say it what we love, but we do it with ignorant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He love us to save the ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah love us to save the ni'mah. One Iraqi author from Iraq, he wrote a book. And the book, he talked about something he saw. Iraq, the country Iraq, has oil and used to be very rich to the point they was very, very living in luxury life. And he said, I saw people used to throw a lot of leftover food and do not eat the food from the day before. And he said the days go by and the years go by. And for 10 years, okay, and more, they used to eat bread from the garbage. And they have 1 million child died from hunger and diseases. And he said, when I went to Damascus, Syria, he said, I bear witness to Allah. I see people, when somebody, even the poor people, when a piece of bread fall down in the street, nobody pick it up. And I saw a person walking and he want to clean his shoes. He opened one bread and he used it as a cleaner to his shoes. He said, when I saw that, I know something will happen. And look what happened now. They hardly have any bread. And Allah destroyed it completely. In meantime, the author, his father, is a scholar. He said, I used to see my father. He eat the leftover food before the fresh food. And he never threw any piece of bread or any food at all. And he used to get angry if somebody threw any food. I bear witness to Allah. My father, rahmatullah alayhi, he has the same habit. He used to cry when he used to look in the garbage in the street and he find a lot of food thrown away from the leftover of the people. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you want have a good health, good life, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase His bounty to you, don't ever throw any food. Don't ever give your children food they cannot eat. Give them always 1/3 of what they can eat to make sure they finish completely. Don't allow them to leave a piece of bread or even a rice. Is not allowed, is ni'mah. The way you want to increase your bounty, don't ever abuse food. Allah will increase His bounty to you. And Allah will put health in your body. And Allah will give you barakah in whatever left over of your life. And remember the famous verse in chapter Al-Baqarah, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you thank Allah, Allah will increase the ni'mah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, in the day of Eid, sometimes we make a lot of food to the point we cannot eat it. And now we have the food either spoiled or thrown away. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you want to know your future, I can tell you right away. Dunya and Akhirah. Don't ever throw any food. Don't ever throw leftover. Don't ever be so picky over leftover food. Very, very dangerous. I used to know people. They have the leftover in the refrigerator until it gets rotten. By the way, they have excuse. Don't do that. What is the first priority for me to eat? The leftover. The leftover is high priority. This is my luxury. This is my na'mah. This is my future. Don't ever forget that. Please, don't train your kids to be spoiled brat and always eat whatever they like, throw whatever. No, no way. No way. No way. At this Mubarak day, save the ni'mah. Save the ni'mah of Allah. Respect the ni'mah of Allah. Elevate the ni'mah of Allah. And don't cook and serve too much to the point you cannot eat it. And if you cannot, give it away. But don't ever throw any food. Ever. Ever. Even one rice. Even one rice. I promise you, you will see a difference in your soul and your life. And Allah will put barakah in your income and your life. Please, save the ni'mah of Allah. Allah will save you. Guard the ni'mah of Allah. Allah will guard you. Eat whatever you have. And if you have leftover, wallahi, I swear by Allah. Sometime I have leftover for a week. No problem. I keep eating it. No problem at all. No problem at all. At all. With open hearted. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, be careful. This is one of the biggest gifts you can give it to yourself, and teaching you can teach your child. And don't ever try to be good to your child and give him too much food. No. Give him less. By this way, he eats everything. And he doesn't leave leftover at all, period. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, may Allah give us barakah in what we have and give us the adab, the manner to protect the ni'mah, honor the ni'mah, save the ni'mah, and this apply it to food, to relationship, to everything. Because today, sometimes we become arrogant even over a relationship. And we have no value to it. We have no value. No value. No value. If you have no value of the ni'mah Allah give you, Allah will take it away from you. Remember that. Apply it to everything in your life. And the ultimate ni'mah is hidayah. You honor hidayah, Allah will honor you. You honor the relationship with Allah, Allah will honor you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us, dunya and akhirah, with guarding the na'mah and the bounty of Allah. This is a constitution. You want to know your future? Save the na'mah of Allah. Guard it and don't abuse it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.